from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. I did not want to give any kind of awards to any losers from the Yankees or the Mets. I could have given one to like J.D. Martinez or Juan Soto. Nah, we're not awarding losing this late in the season. And we're definitely not giving awards to guys like Jaron Duran or Marcelo Zuna. Also not looking at the Padres who are coming up here where the Mets are going to have to face them. Definitely not going to give out an award to James McCann. This was a tough one tonight, but I'm going to go to former Yankee Frankie Montas. He goes 7 innings, 1 hit, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, 3 Ks. Man, the Yankees could use a guy like that pitching like that late in the season, huh? I mean, he was with the Reds, got traded. He's with Milwaukee now. And Milwaukee goes out there as they are fighting as well late in the year. And they get a win behind the effort of Frankie Montas, who couldn't get it done in New York. Couldn't get it done here. They end up winning 3-2 after Frankie Montas goes out there with 7 innings pitched, 1 hit, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, 3 Ks. Couldn't get it done for us. Of course, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. We trade for guys that are hurt. We trade for guys that are bums. We pick up bums. They can't play in New York. Like, just that alone, before we get back to the phones, and I appreciate you guys helping me out and calling, 888-808-1019. Like, if you know it's harder to play in New York, you know the fans are crazy in New York, why wouldn't you, like, always have the best, right? Like, there are restaurants in New York, they know the type of clientele they're going to have. Influential people, rich people, people with affluence, people with networks where, like, if they are subpar, everyone's going to know about it. So they have the best of the best of the best cuisine available, the best service, the best waiters, best chefs, best everything, because they have to, because there's a standard of excellence. So why do the New York Yankees not have to carry themselves in the same way in the same city? 888-808-1019. I don't get it, bruh. I don't get it. You know, the last call we're talking about is ticket guy trying to re-up him for next year. Like, you still have to pay top dollar. The price is only going up. But you're watching Alex Verdugo out there go 0-6. DJ LeMahieu out there go 0-5. Trent Grisham coming to the game. Not run all the way. Not bust it home like the game is on the line. And guys like Tim Mesa. Tim Mesa was out of bit. Like, bro, Tim Mesa got dropped by the Toronto Blue Jays, a last place. Like, it doesn't make sense. That's why I say I feel like I'm getting punked. I feel like I'm being pranked. It's a practical joke at this point. It's laughable. You gotta, like, laugh to deflect from the pain. Let's go to Jason and Edison now. This is my young guy that calls. What's up, Jason? Jason! Now, I hope it's not the phone again. All right, let's try a different caller. Ross is in Bergen County, another young guy on the Fan. What's up, Ross? All right, I don't know. It's got to be the phone. Oh, buddy. What do you guys want me to do? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. I don't know what to do with this, bro. You guys want me to just tell some stories? There once was a host on the Fan at night who came from the Yankee game. Drove down the Harlem River Drive like, man, that game was lame. The Yankees do the same and the same and the same. They'll pick up any bums with any names. Tim Mesa, Michael Tonkin, Rumpelstiltskin. Anywho, yeah, as I was looking for the Casamigos big shot of the night, on MLB.com, the headline is, McCann torments club that's paying him as O's hold off Mets. So I guess the story of that game isn't just Jose Quintana, but a revenge game because the Mets are still paying James McCann to beat them. And the catcher goes out there tonight with trouble on his mind, looking for revenge. And he does his thing. Three ribbies. McCann goes out there to Citi Field and he says, oh, I've been around these parts before. I'm comfortable around here. Fourth inning, off Quintana. That ball is out of here. Yeah. Yeah. Do 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 do. Yeah, I guess we talk about the Giants. Yeah, talk about the Jets. Fantasy football. Keep pushing your fantasy football drafts back. I have to give up a league this year because they refuse to move the draft time. And I'm like, I'm live on air. It's 8 o'clock next Thursday. Yankees are off. I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I don't want to give up my team, but I also don't want to draft for a $250 league while I'm working. Like, oh, well, it works for everybody else. I'm like, all right, I guess I got to give up my team. Stupid. Why can't it be on a Saturday or Sunday? I've won the league before, so I understand what's going on here. 888-8. Oh, yeah, you can't call. You can't call in and say anything. So don't call. Don't dial. But, yeah, I was going through the scores. So until we figure out the phones, I'll finish the scores. I gave you the score of the Giants and White Sox game. 4-1 Giants. Gave you the score of the Padres-Twins game as the Padres rally and score 6 runs in the 7th and 8th inning. Like, they are just, I don't know. If this continues, I don't know. I won't say anything. We'll see. Let's go Mets. Hopefully the Mets can go out there at Petco Park and humble them a bit. They beat the Twins 7-5. The Oakland Athletics lose to the Tampa Bay Rays in the battle of the worst ballparks in baseball. The Rays win 1-0 in Oakland. Who would have thought that'd be a pitcher's duel? The Angels beat the Royals 9-5 in Kansas City. One night I had a caller saying how great the Royals were, specifically in Kauffman Stadium. I guess not tonight against Ron Washington's boys. What else do we have here? Oh, yeah, just watch. Jaron Duran, I stayed away from that conversation completely. But he's back. He goes 4-for-4 with a homer tonight. The Red Sox beat the Astros 6-5. The Rangers get blanked by the Pirates. They lose 4-0 at home. The Cubs defeat the Tigers 3-1 on the north side. I gave my Casamigos big shot to Frankie Montas. He led the Brewers to a 3-2 victory over the Cardinals. The Bravos, the Braves, down there, chop on in Atlanta. That's where I'll be on Friday. I think I'm going to the game down there Saturday. I have no idea where they're playing. MLB Fan Cave Reunion. All the rest of the dwellers do not care about the Yankees, and they clearly hate the New York Yankees because they're like, yeah, we're going to book the reunion the weekend of Old Timers Day. I'm like, ah, whatever. I don't even care for Old Timers Day. That's another thing. I don't even care about Old Timers Day anymore. The Yankees have ruined that tradition. They've changed that on us. Now it's just a, hey, high and by and wave, pomp and circumstance. Let me guess, Jeter is going to tell stories of 2009 this year, and A-Rod is going to chime in. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to see it. Win the games. Don't let the Colorado Rockies come here and play spoiler, because you know that's what type of time they're on. The Rockies win tonight 3-1 over the Nationals. And yeah, the Rockies are, they're doing nothing but, you know, beating teams and going nowhere. They've got 47 wins. So they'll come to town this weekend, as they do in late August. I've seen them come to the Yankee Stadium in late August a bunch, and the Yankees better be ready to play, man. The Guardians are ready to play. That's another thing. How are you getting outclassed by the Guardians? I just, like, even though they don't have the superstars you have, they're outmanaging you, they're outplaying you, they're outsmarting you. It's tough. And you have 42,000 fans there behind you, supporting you, ready to believe. Ready to believe the Yankees are back. Told y'all chill. Told y'all pump the brakes, yo. Pump the brakes. I was taking calls Friday, and I'm like, whoa. They beat the White Sox for two games after they got embarrassed by them on Monday. And Cole went out there and shoved, and they beat kids making their literal debuts into Major League Baseball. And now the Yankees are back for those three wins. As quick as they put together those three wins, they put together three embarrassing losses. Shutout. 1-0 game against Tarik Skubal, arguably the best pitcher in the American League. You should have been able to win. Clay Holmes blows it. You lose in extras. And then you come home to lose another game in extras. But this time, it's a joke how that one unraveled on you. So, yeah, the Braves beat the Phillies 3-1. Uh-oh, don't look now. Here come the Braves, right? The Blue Jays put up 10 runs on the Reds. Look at the Blue Jays. See, they got rid of Tim Mesa. Things got better for them. The Marlins. The Marlins host the Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks, all they do is win. They get another win. 3-1 over there. And right now, top of the ninth, Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers are facing the Mariners, 6-3. Dodgers are looking to keep on rolling, baby. Yeah, we got to keep on rolling. You know, I was thinking the other day, right? Like, I came from the podcast world, and I did actually do a lot of podcasts where I had to talk to myself just like this, dolo. Just no co-hosts, no calls. And that was my practice. That was my reps. That was, you know, I had a bunch of kids at the Fanatics Fest this weekend say, you know, I want to do what you do. And, you know, I know your story. Like, can you give me some, the biggest pointer, people are, can you give me some tips? I'm like, dude, start practicing now. Don't worry about followers. Don't worry about viewers. Don't even worry about putting out the content that you're making. But sharpen your sword while no one is watching. Perfect your craft while no one is listening. Practice things like saying your name over and over again, delivering your own name. You know, have some catchphrases, have some takes, have some jokes and some things that you can say so that when you do get some followers, you do get an audience, or you do get thrown into someone else's followers' audience, you're ready to go. You know, I'm like, I had so many shows where there were no viewers, there were no followers, there was no audience, but I was practicing, I was getting ready, and I didn't get discouraged by the fact that, like, oh, I went live and there's four people, or oh, only 30 people downloaded my podcast. So what? I talked to a young guy, I'm like, if something happens, right, and you have a thought about it, don't text your group chat about it, don't rant to your dad in the car about it, turn on the camera on, look at yourself. That's another thing, practice looking into that camera, man. Practice looking into that black circle in the camera. Like you're making eye contact. Because you need to work. If you're trying to do podcasts now, podcasts or video podcasts, you need to work on camera presence. If you plan on being on a set, you need to work on stage presence, camera presence. Do it in the dark. Do it while no one's watching. And then one day, it'll be the same. It'll be effortless. And yesterday came up on 3 years. If you follow me on Twitter, if you follow me on Instagram, we came up on 3 years since my name was uttered on WFAN. And I didn't tell a soul leading up to it. I didn't tell anybody. I think I might have told my mom, maybe my girl, my wife. I don't know, but like outside of like people online, I didn't tell anybody anything. So August 20th, 2021, I wake up that morning to some tweets, and I got to give this guy a shout out because this came up on my time hop, and I was like, this is great. So Andrew M. said, wait, did I hear that right? Keith McPherson is hosting the overnight on WFAN next week. And this is the first time a lot of you probably heard my name on WFAN.
Chase Vestibule.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I got a couple new names for next week.
Oh, you got new names that are, I know Fliegelman's hosting.
Okay, well, you had that. All right, so Fliegelman is hosting Thursday morning. We've got someone named Keith McPherson is hosting.
He's the guy from the Chase Vestibule.
Come on, Eddie.
He's hosting Wednesday night into Thursday morning.
But I have no idea who that is.
I don't either. Danielle McCartan is doing a few overnights, and Pete Hoffman is working at night after Yankees baseball.
Well, Pete's been doing the tons.
As has Danielle. Both of them have been on many times.
Yeah. So there you go. So
McPherson?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Me either. Funny enough, Fleegs is working on the phones right now. And shout out to Danielle. I saw Danielle. Okay, Fleeg said he thinks the phones are working. I mean, if he thinks the phones are working, I mean, I don't know how to do any of that stuff. Marco, help. Marco's looking at me like, I can't help. All right, can we get some calls? Somebody dial 888-808-1019. It's wide open. We need to at least test this. We need to at least figure out if it's working, because this could be a long night if we don't have calls coming in. My show is over in 20 minutes, but Al Cintrone is coming up, and I don't want Al to be in here having to just do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, shout to Hoff. I think that was CeeLo talking to Recco and Eddie Scazzeri and Gio. And I remember waking up that morning thinking, like, the cat is out of the bag. I'm like, I wasn't going to tweet about it. I wasn't going to say anything. But the schedule here at WFAN comes out. I want to say it was a Wednesday, August 25th, 2021 was my audition night. But the 20th, the schedule came out. And once the schedule came out, some new names. And I didn't even know what they were talking about with the Chase Vestibule. And now I'm in that Chase Vestibule every week. I'm in there getting cash every week to go to the gas station when I leave here, when I go through the tunnel. Jersey heads know when you come out of the Holland Tunnel, or even if you come out of the Lincoln Tunnel and go down to where the Holland Tunnel is, that Jersey gas is the cheapest gas. I think right now it's like $3.03. That's the only place I get gas. Straight cash, homie. All right, let's try the calls. Fingers crossed that they work. Young Jason and Edison, are you there, buddy?
Yep, I am.
Yes.
It honor. Okay, first off, first thing I'd like to say on your caller list, I just want to point out the big picture, really. This game was a hard loss. But we got to look at the picture. We're half a game back on the standings in Baltimore. Right now, we have to be honest with ourselves to look back and see who's the better team. I'm sorry, but I think Baltimore might be a more settled. They might be a more just overall better rounded team that can maybe compete with the Astros in the playoffs. Maybe even better than we can right now. So, I mean, I just want heads up on that. But like,
you don't have to give me the heads up. Like, I watch the Yankees like you do. I keep an eye on other teams. I was saying the Orioles were better than us in the beginning of the year, and they definitely had a better deadline, and I think they've got some younger guys that have some more want to, and we'll see how it goes, man. I'm just not getting my hopes up for this postseason. I think the Yankees have as good of a shot as everybody else, but I'm not sold on it at all. I'm just kind of going through the motions till we get there, and I know I'll have the butterflies and the nervousness, but then, like, if they fail again, I'm just going to come back to this microphone and be like, well, who's surprised?
Yeah, but all I have to say is, Gleyber Torres is batting number one. I mean, just
he's not a leadoff hitter, and yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. If that's the best we got in one spot, things are not looking good for now.
Need Jazz back, And they still haven't put Jazz at leadoff, but need Jazz back. Can't bat. Verdugo leadoff, 0-for-6, grounding, leading the league in groundouts to second base.
Yeah, we used up, and say that, back to the bullpen, we used up all our relievers. I don't even know what the heck they're going to do tomorrow after all this. Every single reliever was used for like 10 pitches, maybe even more out of all of them. So it's just like...
It just puts pressure on Nestor Cortez. Nestor has to have a long outing, and those guys over there are crafty. And I don't know. I think they'll be ready for that. They know. They have analytics. They have smart baseball guys. They're going to be attacking Nestor.
Yep. Ice them up, get them some cortisone. That's how it works.
Yeah. Somebody's going to have to throw tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear. Thanks for the call. Thanks for letting me on, Keith.
Thanks for calling. And thanks for calling and waiting like 3 times. Let's go to John and Masbeth. What's up, John? You got it.
What's up, Keith? I'm finally through.
Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties over here tonight.
Yeah.
I blame the people doing the wave in the 7th inning. They've ruined everything.
You can blame that wave for anything, man. And I'm all for it. You know, that wave needs to go. I hate it. I have been
telling
my daughter when I go to the game.
That's another thing.
My little girl.
Why do we do that in Yankee Stadium all the time?
Yeah, my little girl's, you know, she's only 9, and when she sees the wave, she wants to go do it. And I tell her, sit down. Sit your ass down, you know? I tell her, don't do that, you know?
Good. You're teaching her right. You're raising her the right way. We're here to watch the game. Yeah. Pay attention to the game. Are y'all bored?
Yeah. So anyways, 2 things. One, they'll probably bring up, what's his name? Gomez tomorrow to eat some innings. You know, he's a starter down there in a minor, so they'll probably bring him up, you know, just to eat about 2, 3, 4 innings or whatever. Depends on which Nestor we get. But, you know, my call originally is for DJ LeMahieu, man. There are 312 players.
I saw this stat.
That have 200 plate appearances this year. Do you know that LeMahieu has a lower OPS than all of them except for 2?
Yeah,
Tim Anderson, who is unemployed, and Brandon Drury, who plays for the Angels, which is probably one of the worst run franchises.
But don't tell the Yankees that. That doesn't have anything to do with what the Yankees see.
Exactly. So why not try Peraza at first? I know he's 5'11", you know, like usually you want someone about 6'2", 6'3", at first, but, you know, there's been first basemen that have been about 6 foot, you know, it's why not try Peraza at first?
At least Cabrera has done it, and you know what they said about Austin Wells was that he projected to be a first baseman.
He played first in college.
Okay, I didn't know that. So then, if he played in college, then he can definitely do it. Like
he played split in college.
It's time for an alternative. It better be Ben Rice tomorrow, and I don't care that Ben Rice struggles. Ben Rice would step on the bat.
You know, the whole thing about Trevino catching, you know, a lot of fans are mad about that, which I understand because Wells is hitting so well. But, you know, like you just said, why not put Wells at first? Why not put Peraza at first?
Yo, you know what would be hilarious?
Anybody but LeMahieu, man. I'd rather have a statue up there just as a statue to try to draw a walk, you know?
Oh, yeah.
At least the statue won't ground into a double play, you know?
It would be hilarious if they run it back with the same lineup tomorrow because there's a lefty on the mound. It would be absolutely hilarious.
Hal's got to cut that $30 million check on LeMahieu this offseason because... I can't go through next season of the Mets playing like this.
I would bet you that they do not. They're going to see through this year.
I bet you they don't.
And he'll be in camp next year. He'll be in preseason training rather.
They gotta start playing Peraza some real playing time. Give him a leash at least like 20% the size of Volpe's leash. You know, they got freaking Anthony Volpe on a leash about halfway around the world. Give Peraza a little leash, you know? They got no faith in this guy. He's a top 50, top 60 prospect for a couple years straight. He's got potential, you know, but they just don't give him real serious playing time. And it's like, come on. Just, Like, you know, I want to see what he's made of.
Peraza-palooza continues. It's upon us again right now.
Man, I remember about 2 years ago, I sat outside Yankee Stadium with that sign, Cola Peraza, and they finally did, and I was excited. You know, but I just can't, like, fathom this team that just believes, like, the front office just believes in themselves so much.
Yep.
It's like, you know, you've seen John Boy today got into it with Aaron Boone when they were discussing Anthony Volpe. I'm not sure if you saw that,
of
but, you
I
know, John
that.
Boy was suggesting, hey, why not send Volpe a day or two? You did it to Stroman. We've seen other players like Jackson Holliday struggle and get sent back to the minors to work on their craft. Why not just give Volpe a day off? And then Boone's just defending hardcore. It's like this team cannot admit they're wrong. Admitting they're wrong is like one of the best things you can do as a leader. You're the front office, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone. You are the face of the team. You are the leaders. And you have, you know, like, if I'm Aaron Judge, I'm just sitting there like, man, like, come on, straighten this out. You guys are just lying to yourselves at this point, you know? It's like,
I do know.
Come on.
I do know. It's tough.
Man, I don't know, Keith. Anyways, listen, I'm about to go do this fantasy football draft. It starts in 30 minutes, man. I don't really know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm halfway tired, but...
Thanks for the call, John. Listen, the whole Volpe thing with John Boy, I don't know. I if I'm Boone, I'm not doing the podcast anymore. And I'm not saying that to knock John Boy. I used to work with those guys. If anything, like, I know too much about the inner workings of what goes on with John Boy Media and Talking Yanks. It's been a minute. Like, I just played the clip from August 20th, 2021. I was employed by John Boy when that clip aired. I woke up that morning. I was an employee at John Boy Media back then. But it's just starting to get cringy, bro. It's starting to get awkward where you have John Boy challenging the manager of the New York Yankees on the shortstop of the New York Yankees. And I'm glad Volpe came out and balled tonight. I'm glad he had an unassisted double play. I'm glad he had an RBI double. I'm glad he had a good night. I'm glad he changed his walk-up song. I'm glad that the Yankees did keep him in the lineup because I agree with Aaron Boone. You know, the sum of all things, like when you add it all up, his defense, his bat, even though he's not an above-average bat, but his bat compared to some of the other bats in the lineup and his defense, his bat, and I think just his, you know, his demeanor and the way he cares and the fact that he is one of us, he is a local guy, and, you know, do I think that should give him the immunity that he has? No. But when I was talking about giving him potentially a break, I got on and I talked about it Friday. I'm like, they're not giving him a break. He had a break yesterday. They're not going to sit him today. He was off yesterday. He also was off last week. There were two off days built into the road trip. So they need Volpe in there. Without Volpe, do they, you know, tie the game tonight? Who knows? Without Volpe, as shaky as the infield defense was, like, they are not taking him out. He's a 23-year-old kid, and they know it's on them. His development is strictly on them. They drafted him, and he did not have that much time at AAA, and he won the job out of camp last year, and he was the shortstop of an 82-80 team, the worst Yankees team that most of us have seen. At least in the last, you know, 30 years. But they're not benching him. They're not giving him a rest day. He's had days off because they're built-in off days. And I have no problem with Boone defending Volpe, but defending, like, DJ, like, you know, to tell me that DJ's working his ass off when he's grinding away, let's just stop, bro. Clearly it's not working. Joe is out on Long Island. What's up, Joe? You're on the Fan.
Hello there, KM to the AM. How are you, my brother?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. Hey, let me ask you a question. What if the Yankees switch their batting order, their lineup a little bit? You know, like put Judge at number two and then put Soto at number six. And then, you know, the guys in between maybe do something.
I'm not putting Juan Soto at number six. Juan Soto has to... Because Juan Soto has to face their starting pitcher in the first inning.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm drawing up the lineup, as much as the Yankees, thanks for the call, Joe. As much as the Yankees change the lineup, why the hell would I be batting Juan? Who are you putting? Oh my God, who are you putting in front of Juan Soto? Why would Juan Soto be the guy that you're going to put at number six? The way he works, walks, he just tied his career high with homers. He got that place rocking first tonight. Why would, out of all of the answers we're looking for, that's not an answer I'm looking for. That doesn't make any sense. 888-808-1019. We need a leadoff hitter. 888-808-1019. We need to put guys on the bench like Verdugo, like Grisham, and send the Martian up. 888-808-1019. We need to figure out how to have youth and athleticism across the infield. Oswald Peraza, Oswaldo Cabrera, Anthony Volpe, and Gleyber Torres could all be in the infield. And if you don't want to put Cabrera at first base, then put Ben Rice in there. If you don't want to put Ben Rice in there because he slumps, then put Austin Wells at first base. We got to stop this DJ LeMahieu stuff. He's not the machine. He's the washing machine. He's washed. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 20 minutes left. I'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan. I don't have a lot of time, and yeah. Just a whack night, bro. Just nothing good to report. Besides football is coming. College football is coming. If you guys want to get into that, or we don't have time to talk about it tonight, but I'm saying, like, if you want to turn the page on the Mets season, the Yankee season, I know a lot of you are already copping out. Get ready for some football. Ross is in Bergen County, back on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Hey, real quick, I got to keep it a little low. I'm actually calling from a hotel room right now, but how's it going, man?
Yeah, don't get in trouble with your folks, man. It's going good.
Now, here you go. I got other rooms. I got my mother sleeping in the same room. But anyway, listen, I had to call with these Mets. Listen, I think Quintana, I think at this point it's not so much the expectations are so low with him, and it kind of makes me laugh going into the year. And I think I was calling you about it at that point in time when there was one point on Twitter/X, I was seeing graphics of the so-called big three in our rotation of Yamamoto, Kodai Senga, and Jose Quintana. And at that point in time, it was bad. And that was coming off of the year from hell we had in 23, where he was one of the few, I guess you want to say, positives. You know, coming off, he didn't have to be sold at the deadline because he had the extra year of control. You figured he could be a solid, you know, vulnerable 2-3. And he's just, you know, especially these last couple starts, he's been beyond a disaster. But overall, I think tonight, I think the two that stick out to me are the fourth inning was the play with Urias, and then in the ninth inning, which, by the way, eighth inning is as typical of a always tease and never pleasing situation as you'll see. I knew for a fact that wasn't going to wind up meaning anything with the JD, with the homer and all that. And, you know, it just got proven to us with the looking like the Savannah Bananas in that top of the ninth. But the stolen base attempt and the three throwing errors on the third baseline, I mean, it's a joke, man. There's no chemistry at all. They can't get fundamental crap down right. I mean, you're talking about DJ on the ground ball not stepping on first. The Mets are worse with fundamentals. And meanwhile, I just had the Padre game on, an hour and a half removed now. You know, I put it on for one pitch. Jerked some crow for a three-run homer, put him up by one run. I mean, that is a team, and Arizona is not far behind. Actually, going to go see it. I'm in Miami. I'm going to see Arizona tomorrow. Those two teams are two teams that's out for the taking, and they do. Those are two teams that legitimately
want to
make
a lot of good players, and they play up, and they play together, and they play to win. The will to win exists all throughout their lineup, their rotation, their bullpen. They pick each other up. That's why they win games. They're never out of it because they're like, yo, we can come back. They scored 6 runs in the last 2 innings game.
It doesn't matter what the score is. It always feels like you put it in the last 3 innings of a Padre or D-back game, you pretty much know who's going to win that game.
Man.
Whereas with the Mets,
it seems like more, even if they're winning, you assume they're going to find, you know, especially with the trade deadline ends, whether it be Brazoban couldn't find the strike zone, if it was right in front of his nose. I mean, Ryan Stanek doesn't have, you know, great control either. And there's nobody in that play. Reed Garrett, forget about it. I mean, for Christ's sakes, dude, even if you don't want to talk about selling in May, June, well, May when the season was as bad as could be to start, if you didn't want to sell right off the bat, that was the guy where he was legitimately looking like Eric Gagne for the first month of the year. Talk about selling high, what they could have gotten for him. I mean, albeit a reliever at the end of the day, but how good he was pitching. And he can't get an out to save his life now. And yet there's still, it kind of seems contradictory to the David Stearns regime where you see guys like Joey Wendell and Zach Short who weren't producing right away, he got them out of town. And if for some reason, Reed Garrett seems like the anomaly to that. So I don't know, man. They just seem like they're on a road to nowhere. And who knows? You know, I could preach to the choir about the seven games, Arizona, San Diego, but it's looking like it's not even going to matter.
Got to win the rubber match. Thanks for the call, Ross. When I said, man, you made me think of something from a couple weeks ago. I was at David Cohn's golf outing. We didn't golf. We just, you know, had a cocktail party and dinner. And it was Bernie Williams, Joe Girardi, David Cohn, Wade Boggs, Ramiro Mendoza, all on stage with Sweeney Murdy and Tom Verducci. And Tom Verducci was talking about how, you know, back in the late 90s, those Yankee teams, they were never out of any game. Those Yankee teams, they were always coming back. It was inevitable. If they had three outs, if they had six outs, especially in Yankee Stadium where they would have last licks, like it was going to happen. You knew it. They knew it. Everybody knew it. I'm like, damn, I was too little to really know it. Back then I lived through that, but I wasn't locked in like I am now. Now I'm locked in on a team. Every time I go to the stadium, they find a way to lose. Now I'm locked in on a team that it's inevitable. You know they're going to blow it. Or you know it's going to end up on DJ LeMahieu striking out or Verdugo grounding out. Or some nonsense like not stepping on a bag, not running a runner back to first, not going all the way, running hard when you're the pinch runner in for the sole purpose of running and going to score. It's just little fundamentals and the little things become big things. And then you lose games and all these games matter now. So I don't know. How much can you care? I think they don't even care. I think they don't care. They know they're in the postseason. They don't care if it's the one seed. They don't care if it's a bye. They don't care if it's the wild card round. They're still tinkering with things and figuring with things and trusting their analytics and their numbers. And they're going to ride and die with that. They're not going to go with gut. They're not going to go off feel. They're not going to go with just eye test that tells you, hey, play these guys. These guys are more athletic. These guys play harder. These guys have earned it. They're going to go back to a computer that's saying, we're spitting out a projection for who you're facing, and this is what you should do. Butch is in South Yonkers on the Fan. Hello, Butch.
Hey, that's what's up, man. We losing our respect in the Bronx, man. Teams are coming in here with no respect, and they smacking the Yankees around. That's
been lost.
Oh, come on, man. We got to get back to the 90s, man.
Yeah, that's been
late 90s, and, you know, when we had teams scared when they came in there. The noise of the stadium, all that, man, Those days are gone, man.
They still play.
These teams are soft now.
They still play in the Bronx, but they're nobody is scared of these Yankees. Even with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, everybody is ready to come to the greatest stage and be seen and win.
We need our September dogs to step up, man. Where they at? Because it's getting late.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's got to happen, man. That's why I say a head's got to roll.
No, something definitely got to happen,
Somebody got to get DFA'd. Somebody got to get cut. You can't trade anybody now, but like somebody's gotta go for them to realize there needs to be a sense of urgency in the room.
Definitely, if they're talking about shaking up the lineup, man. I'll move Volpe to second and let Soto bat third. You know, and get Chisholm back. He can lead off.
I don't know. I think for best results, you keep Volpe in the bottom of the order, the second half of the order. I'm not ready to see him go back to the top of the order. Yeah. But Gleyber Torres leading off, I don't want either. Verdugo, I don't want leading off. Like, Jazz needs to come back. How many days left? Because Jazz is throwing, and Jazz basically told somebody online, like, I'll be back. I just got to wait the 10 days for the IL.
That's it.
So what did he get hurt?
Because he got hurt last Monday.
He got hurt last Monday.
Yeah.
Here we are last now. Monday, it's Wednesday. Yeah. So this weekend against the Rockies.
Yeah, we got to get him back in the lineup, man. And because we need some help in that bullpen too, man. They're leaving too many guys on base, man. We had a second and third, nobody out.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even get the run. They couldn't even hit a fly ball to get a sacrifice fly. So, man, I don't know. These Yankees are playing soft. But Keith, I'm going to let you go. I know you got other calls, man. Have a good show.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. No one is shook of these Yankees. They play in the Bronx. They play shook ones before the game starts. It's the Yankees that are the shook ones. The fans, we're shaking in our boots. Clay Holmes coming in. We're shaking in our boots, guys coming out of the bullpen. We're shaking in our boots for Manfred's man on second. We know we're not winning. People slowly exiting. It's a joke. Like the Guardians, the Cleveland Guardians, they're a first place team, but like they're not supposed to come in there and go toe-to-toe with the New York Yankees, but they will. Anybody will. The Cincinnati Reds swept them. Mets swept them. Braves, Orioles, Dodgers, Red Sox. Yeah, those days are gone. I enjoyed sitting there hearing the story in 96. 96, I was five. No, I was older than five. Eight? Seven? But they were talking about, you know, those teams and how back then, how they had it set up with their starting rotation to the bullpen, to the guys. And it was, we play today, we win today, that's it. We're going to find a way no matter what. And the Yankees find a way to lose. Let's go to Dwight in Asbury Park. What's up, Dwight? You got it?
Oh, yeah. About the Mets. When Daniel Murphy went on that home run spree in 2015, you think which player on the Mets you think can pull off what he did? Mm. I was thinking about
Martinez.
Your guy. What about McNeil?
I think McNeil already had his little run. Happy Jeff had his little run where he was finding his power surge. Maybe he could find it again. Pete Alonso, it'd be nice if Pete Alonso did that, right? Be a great time coming up this road trip for Pete Alonso to hit a home run every day.
I was thinking about what about your boy Alvarez after the night before.
I mean, it was a dramatic walk off, hell of a pimp job, but he had some struggles tonight, and I don't know. He's got to find it. I thought he was gonna have a much better year, but he got hurt. Maybe Vientos. Vientos is a guy that a couple weeks ago I'm like, don't look now, but Vientos is gonna hit 25 homers this year after people said he couldn't hit.
Hey, yeah, you were talking about football, college football. Look out for South Carolina. They got a crazy wide receiver on their squad, Nick Harbor. He could be, everybody hyping him up to be the next Calvin Johnson. He got crazy speed and some size, 6'5 and 240. Look out for him when the season starts.
Yes, sir. I got to start tapping into all my football stuff, man. I got to take this stupid baseball hat off, being baseball brain. I got to start reading about all these college football players, NFL players, fantasy football drafts, all that. It's time. Thanks for the call, Dwight. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I just like, I love baseball. I love the Yankees, but I'm souring on it. You feel me? Like, just like, I feel like it's like a cruel and unusual punishment that we have as Yankee fans. The lineup comes out, people are up in arms. And I said today, I'm tired of hating on the lineup. Just go out and win. And they had more than enough to win tonight. They had more than enough opportunities to get it done. And if it's not one thing, it's the other. So, I don't know. Peter Pan got to grow up one day. I'm a grown man. I'm aging out. I can't go to the stadium as much. I'm going to try to go Thursday. But then I'll be out of town. I'm not going to be able to go. And when I say Peter Pan got to grow up, when you're a little kid, you think the Yankees are going to win all the time. At least, you know, guys around my age, guys in their 30s, mid-30s, you're a kid, you're thinking October is ours. October is our month. We're going to win all the time. Now the reality is they're flawed and they don't really care that much, bro. They're going to keep rolling guys out there for the sake of contracts, the sake of some type of numbers or metrics. We've seen it over and over again, no matter if it's IKF, Josh Donaldson, they're going to keep rolling them out there. Josh Donaldson, Aaron Hicks, Joey Gallo, keep rolling these guys out there. They traded for Andrew Heaney that year. You knew Andrew Heaney was trash. Kept rolling him out there. Luis Severino last year. Luis Severino literally couldn't get out of the first inning. They just kept doing it over and over and over. Clay Holmes over and over. And it's like, what's the use? What's the use? As a baseball fan, you try to manage the team. You try to general manage the team. Nope, you are helpless in that regard. So what's the use? Last call of the night goes to young Josh in Passaic. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Keith, what's doing, man?
You know, last call of the night on a night where the phones drop. You back from camp now or what?
No, I'm actually in middle of Cleveland, Keith. We're going to Niagara Falls tomorrow. You know, getting ready for a big trip. We have a lot of stuff. It's the last 2 weeks, but the guys wanted to get a call in. I'm actually with, I don't know if you remember, Kevin, who called you in the beginning of your fan job, making you poems, a chaperone Kevin. He wants to get a word in, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Yeah, we got a little, like, duo going on. I know you're running late, but I know you know Josh as a caller, but I'm telling you, as a person, he's just a lot of leadership. You know, he's great for the camp and all that stuff. You know, he's just like, you should meet him one day. He's great.
Yeah, I hope to. I hope to meet everybody. I met a couple callers tonight at the game. It's great to break that wall down. I met a bunch of callers at Fanatics Fest, so.
I know Josh wants to talk to you. I'm gonna let Josh take the phone. But Josh, shout out to Josh, real diligent fellow.
Shout out to you, Josh. Here you go, appreciate it.
All right, so Keith, I got an idea for you. I think you have the power, along with the Bleacher Creatures, to fix DJ LeMayo. Why don't you guys start giving him standing ovations and see what that can do for him? No.
We already chant LeMayo. LeMayo for the roll call.
The whole stadium. Get the whole stadium every at bat.
Nah, he's starting to get the Bronx cheer now, bro. It's not good enough. He's starting to get booed. If Michael Tonkin's music wasn't blaring where he came in, you would have heard fans booing DJ.
You gotta flip him and get the whole stadium going for him, kid. You know, this is not
Philadelphia. The Bronx and the New York Yankees are way different than Citizens
Bank.
Or a
few miles away, Keith.
Oh, it's way different. These Yankee fans, they are out for blood. They are so mad.
You're the one running the show with the Bleacher Creatures. You got the power. You got an X.
Nope. I'm not telling those guys what to do. I'm not telling them to do that for DJ. It's enough. DJ made his money. I said, DJ, we thank you for 2020, 2019, but like now we need better. We deserve better. He doesn't have it. He doesn't. A standing ovation is not going to make him magically have it.
And honestly, Keith, the last thing, you know, if any idea who that guy from South Carolina was, whoever.
No, but I'm looking up.
Calvin Johnson, you know, people used to say we're neighbors, you know, giving all this. Now we're just giving random, just guys making calls late. Nike, thank you for taking my call.
Get some rest before your big day tomorrow. I'm tired. I need to get some rest. I'm not going to the game tomorrow, maybe. We'll win. All right, I'm out of here. The phones are working. You got Fleegs. You got Al Cintron. They're going to talk about James McCann. They're going to talk about J.D. Martinez. Adam Ottavino, Mark Vientos, Carlos Mendoza. Yeah, you know. Mets fans, call a fan. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'm out of here. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.